Saxon and Welsh.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pfeifinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Audio City AD, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. Week 9 was again a mixed week for ATXDR, which lost 0.18% to 7,494 points, while DAX continues to run from record to record. At the Ultimo trading for February, we saw 499 million euro trading volume in Vienna. This was by far the best day in 2024. News came from Strabag, S-IMO, POR, Vienna Airport, CAIMO, Erste Group, Wienerberger, Wiener Stock Exchange and Marinomed. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart, and hear the news from our private investor relations universe in week 9. Let's start with Monday. Strabag Property and Facility Services, a subsidiary of construction group Strabag, acquired the Tribuzek Group, based in Vienna, in February 2024. Tribuzek specializes in the planning, installation, servicing and modernization of heat pumps and heating systems, residential renovations in the areas of gas, water, heating, and ventilation, as well as 24/7 on call fault and maintenance services, and is very well established in Vienna thanks to its 40-year presence. In recent years, turnover has totaled around 7 million euros per year. Tribuzek Installation earned GmbH and company KG and Makostechnik GmbH, including their 50 employees, will be integrated into Strabag PFS Austria. Strabag, weekly performance, -3.59%. Tuesday, SMO. Austrian-based real estate company SMO AG signed a non-binding letter of intent with Czech Property Investments, AS, a subsidiary of CPI Property Group SA, regarding the acquisition of a property portfolio in the Czech Republic. The portfolio consists of office and retail buildings with a gross lettable area of around 134,600 square meters and an overall total net asset value of approximately 494.5 million euros. The annual rental income adds up to around 28 million euros. SMO, weekly performance, 3.71%. Wednesday, POR. Austrian-based construction group POR received the contract for building the Elisabeth Selbert House for the German Parliament in Berlin. The Parliament building on the corner of Unter den Linden and Schadowstrasse will be completed by the end of 2026. With a gross floor area of around 13,000 m2, the Elisabeth Selbert House will house around 200 offices. The Elisabeth Selbert House for the Bundestag in Berlin is an important and challenging new construction project in many respects. It requires an array of varied expertise, says POR CEO Karl-Heinz Strauss. POR, weekly performance, -0.71%. Vienna Airport, the Flughafen Wien Group. Vienna Airport generated total revenue of 931.5 million euros in the 2023 financial year, comprising a year-on-year rise of 34.5%. The upward revenue development was particularly driven by the substantial increase in passenger volumes and the resulting higher passenger and aircraft-related income, accompanied by an improvement in center management and hospitality and parking fees. EBITDA climbed to 393.6 million euros, and EBIT was up to 261.8 million euros. The group net profit before minority interests in the year 2023 rose to 188.6 million euros. The management board will propose a dividend of 1.32 euro share for the year 2023. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, -0.60%. CAMO, a global IT company, will establish its Polish headquarters in the office building Saski Crescent, occupying nearly 50% of its total space. The property, owned by real estate company CMO, is considered one of the best-rated locations on the capital's office map. Once the extensive renovation work has been completed, Saski Crescent will offer a state-of-the-art, energy-efficient and attractive working environment. The new tenants will move into the new office in the second half of this year. CMO, weekly performance, -1.32%. Thursday, Erste Group, driven by a good operating performance and a favorable interest rate environment, Erste Group Bank AG recorded an operating result of 5.5 billion euros in 2023, an increase of 38% compared to the previous year. The cost-income ratio improved from 53.4% to 47.6%. The loan volume increased by 2.8% year-on-year from 202.1 to 207.8 billion euros, with 2.95 billion euros in sustainable loans granted in new business. Customer deposits also increased in all core markets, particularly in Austria and Czechia, to 232.8 billion euros, plus 3.9%. Around 10 million customers across Erste Group use George, and every second product sale in the retail segment was digital. Net profit in 2023 amounted to 2.99 billion euros, 2022, 2.17 billion euros. At the annual general meeting in May, the management board of Erste Group will propose a dividend of 2.70 euros per share for the 2023 financial year. Erste Group, weekly performance, -5.18%. Wienerberger, by acquiring the Ohio-based brick manufacturer Summitville Tiles, Inc., Wienerberger is expanding its activities in North America and taking another important step in its global value-creating growth strategy. Founded in 1912, the long-established U.S. company specializes in the production of brick slips for prefabricated facade systems for renovations, utilized in residential and commercial applications, a market that will grow by approximately 10% annually over the next 5 years. The product portfolio of Summitville Tiles, Inc. underlines the shift towards even greater sustainability in the construction industry. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 1.07%. Vienna Stock Exchange, Munich-based MWB AG, Munich Rustbusters, plans to list on the Direct Market Plus of Vienna Stock Exchange in the second quarter of 2024. The luxury watch retailer has been buying and selling genuine, worn or unworn luxury watches since 2021. These are not purchased by MWB before a suitable buyer has been found, which reduces the risks and capital intensity compared to competitors, as the company emphasizes, thanks to a large community and a constantly expanding network. The company's sales have increased steadily in recent years, from 2.6 million euros in 2021 to 5.3 million euros in 2022 and to 10.4 million euros in 2023. Sales of between 17 and 22 million euros are expected for 2024, the company said in a press release. In the next 2 to 4 years, a sales level of between 30 and 50 million euros is expected. ADX, weekly performance, -0.18%. Friday, Wienerberger. Wienerberger, one of the world's leading providers of innovative and ecological solutions for the entire building envelope in new build and renovation, as well as infrastructure for water and energy management, communicates the successful closing of the largest acquisition in the company's history, with all conditions imposed as a prerequisite for the approval of the transaction duly fulfilled. The takeover of Terreal's business in France, Italy, Spain, and the USA, as well as Cretan in Germany, was successfully closed. Wienerberger expects the acquisition to generate additional annual revenues of approximately 725 million euros. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 1.07%. Marin Omd, Lucia Ziegler will take over the newly integrated investor and public relations department at Marin Omd Biotech AG as of the beginning of March 2024. In addition to her previous PR tasks, Lucia Ziegler will also be responsible for the biotech company's IR activities. She takes over the IR agendas from Stephanie Niep, who will remain connected with Marin Omd. Marin Omd Biotech, weekly performance, -4.20%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stars in England.